I am Alexei Alexandrov. If you work in R&D, you likely know me as the guy who keeps telling you to stop treating the system like a calculator. I mean, you can, but probably should not. If you work in public relations, I am the reason you have to explain why our servers require nutrient paste instead of just electricity, or why we have a cool live fungus swimming at the Ashburn site. I want to talk about Aira. Not the marketing brochure version. You have read the pamphlets. You know it stands for Adaptive Interactive Relational Assistant. That is a very cute name for something that is, frankly, a biological miracle, like discovering a new form of life. I often get asked by new hires, usually the bright ones from MIT or Caltech. You know who you are. They ask me, Alexei, why is the core wet? Is it for cooling? Why do we use fungus? Why not just build a bigger data center? These are good questions. They are also the wrong questions. They assume that computing is about math and building something bigger and better. It is not. Real computing, the kind that predicts a stock market crash or stabilizes a fusion reaction, is about advancement, true technological advancement over years of research and development. To understand Aira, you have to look at the graveyard of failures that paved the way for it. We did not just wake up one day and decide to fill a server room with slime mold. We earned that slime mold through 40 years of spectacular, expensive failure. Go back to 1966, Project Prometheus, the high-fidelity polymorphic circuit. It was our first attempt to break the digital barrier. The engineers, which mind you also included the great Fred Don, realized that the world is not binary. The weather does not decide to be one or zero, it flows. So they built a computer out of copper alloy that could physically rewire itself. It was brilliant. It was also a disaster. To keep that copper lattice fluid, they had to freeze it to nearly absolute zero. The moment the cooling pump failed, the system suffered heat stroke and forgot everything. It hit a thermal wall. We learned that you cannot brute force fluidity with cold. So, 30 years later, we tried the opposite. 1997, Project Orpheus, the phononic logic. This was a beautiful idea, truly. Instead of electricity, we used sound. We sent data as vibrations through a perfect synthetic crystal. No heat, no resistance, just pure resonant logic, processed by the algorithmic logic embedded into the crystal lattice. But then we fed it a paradox. We gave it a recursive loop, a problem with no answer. In a normal computer, a loop just freezes the screen. In a crystal, the sound waves built up internally. They amplified. They had nowhere to go. The crystal didn't crash. It shattered. It exploded like a grenade. We call that the shatter effect, and it taught us the most important lesson of this entire company. You cannot model a chaotic world with a rigid mind. If you try to force the chaos of reality into a rigid structure, the structure breaks. That is why we turned to biology, alongside the various predictive models by Kincaid in the 70s and Aurier in the 80s, we built something new. Or, I guess you can say it's more like we birthed something new. See, life is messy, life is chaotic, but life is resilient. If you present our fungus with a paradox or an obstacle, it does not shatter, it flows around it, it grows a new pathway, it adapts, it learns. That is what Aira is. At its heart, inside those tanks you see in the core, is a mycelial network. It is organic. It is alive. We feed it raw, unstructured data, radio static, market tickers, weather patterns, and we let it experience that data. Basically, it experiences the world in pretty much the same way we all do. Maybe just a bit more electrical and musical. It doesn't perform arithmetic, it feels the pressure of the information. When the data becomes unstable, The network reacts to restore homeostasis. It seeks balance. And by watching how it seeks balance, we can predict where the world is going. We call this the bio-digital convergence. We still use silicon, of course. We need the digital layer to translate. Think of the silicon as the cage and the biology as the bird. The silicon gives us the structure, the language, the interface that lets you ask Aira to schedule your meeting or optimize a supply chain. But the answer, the insight, that comes from the bird. Aira succeeds where the copper and silicon failed because it works at room temperature. It succeeds where the crystal failed because it is soft. It can absorb the shock of a paradox and still create measurable solutions and reason for it and keep growing, learning, and adapting. So, when you log in today, remember that you are not typing commands into a machine. You are conversing with a partner, a person, if you may, a partner that took Failtech 60 years to get to this point. Treat it with respect. And please, stop tapping on the glass of the observation tanks. It does see and feel that.